Welcome to episode 3 of the VoiceOver on Linux podcast, Let Us Be Normal. Someone new to audio production might wonder what in the world is normalization in audio, and why do engineers normalize their audio? In short, audio normalization brings the levels of sound files from different sources to be about the same, and that same person might be surprised to learn that this usually does not happen naturally. We'll look at what normalization does to audio, the different types of normalization, and which one to use. Here's today's audio technology factoid. In audio tech and engineering, a term frequently used is RMS. The letters stand for root mean square. That's cute, you might say. It actually means the square root of mean square, the arithmetic mean of the squares of a set of numbers. So you're adding up some audio level values, such as the samples in a sound recording. Then you're taking each one up to the power of 2. Then you're finding the arithmetic mean of those squared values, and then you're going back and getting the square root of that mean value. What's the point, you might ask? It is well worth doing. As the calculation takes in many other levels in between the peaks, the RMS value then would be something less, such as about 70% of the peak values. You can think of RMS as a sort of average value, and that is a valuable factor to remember. The takeaway is that you would always want to have an RMS value with plenty of headroom below 0 dBFS. Today's feature Linux audio tip is normalization. If you're wondering why you should pay attention to normalization, you can sometimes hear the need for it in other audio products you listen to. An excellent example is a recorded radio program or podcast in which one person or sound source was too loud and the other too low. If you're live on the scene from multiple locations, you need to have some way to keep the levels the same. If you don't have the equipment to feed all of the sources at the same level, sort of normalizing on the fly, you need a person to ride the board, so to speak. But for something produced in a studio, there is no excuse for mismatched sound levels in the final audio product. The reason is that it is readily doable to normalize all of the audio to the same value. After all, in the production room, you have total control of how to process your source audio files. Two types of audio normalization are peak normalization and RMS normalization. Peak normalization is useful for something in its final stage of mastering, and you want to get the peaks as high as you safely can and not get them too close to 0 dBFS. For most of our audio work, however, RMS normalization would be the norm. Yeah, I enjoyed that pun. It's a good idea to RMS normalize your audio to a level that fits your target product. Something between -18 and -23 dBFS would be a good place to start. The Linux utility Normalize is a handy command line tool to normalize audio. Record in the .wav format and then enter the command normalize file.wav. The default level for the normalize command is -12 dBFS, and that might be a little hot for some use cases. You can change that with the -a option switch, such as in normalize-a, -18 dBFS file.wav. Apply the same normalization settings to all of your files, and your listeners will not have to be adjusting their playback levels. Be assured, they'll appreciate that. Next time, we'll cover how to change the tempo in a recording using SOX, the command line Swiss Army knife for audio. That's it for now. Happy audio work. Thanks for joining me for this exploration of open source audio tech tools and their practical use in voiceover work. Feel free to check out my profile and demos at marwok.voices.com and voice123.com/marwok. You can also find me on ACX and audible.com by searching for Mark Caldwell Walker.